As you know, St. John does not have an account of the institution of the Eucharist as such here at the Last Supper. All that he has to say about the mystery of the Eucharist is found in chapter 6 in his discourse after multiplying the loaves. But what we have here is a concrete expression of the heart of the mystery of the Eucharist. Our Lord, the living eternal Son of God, rises from table, divests himself, puts on the livery of a slave, and performs the work of a slave. Can you hear it? Though he was in the form of God, he did not consider being equal to God a thing to be clung to, but he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave and being obedient unto death, death on a cross. And so he washed their feet, which is the work of a slave. Peter wants none of it. Jesus says, you don't understand. What I'm doing now is an anticipation of what I'm going to do when I divest myself, not just of my garments, but of my whole life, not many hours from now. And if this doesn't touch you, you won't have any part with me. So Simon says, well, then I need washing all over, which he does. But Jesus says, you have already begun to believe, so you're washed, but not completely. And not all of you. And there, he says, because he knew, one there wasn't clean. Now, later he's going to say, you are clean because of the word that I spoke to you. And one had not taken in that word. And he was a traitor. So then, when he had washed their feet, he put back on his own garments. Well, now he is the risen Lord. And he explains one of the keys of the Eucharist. Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for I am. If I, therefore, your master and teacher, have poured out my life for you, you ought to pour out your lives for each other. Now this is explicitly said in those words in the first letter of John, when he says, in this we know the love, in this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we should lay down our lives for each other. That's Eucharist. Now, I want to concentrate a bit, because the text that gives us this heart of the Eucharist in another way is Paul's text here in the letter to the Corinthians. He begins by saying, I hear, and I partially believe it, that there are divisions among you, schismata among you, and that when you come to celebrate the Eucharist, you all bring your own food. They had a meal ahead of time in those days. And everybody eats, doesn't wait for anybody, just eats. Aren't you despising the poor? And there you see the three sins against the Eucharist. Division, selfishness, and not caring for those in need. Those are the sins against the Eucharist. Now, very often when Paul wants to make a point, and I pray that tonight his point really enter our hearts, he lists something. Then he seems to go somewhere else, and then he comes back to, in the light of this that he has over here, to treat of this issue. For instance, in chapter 12 of this same letter to the Corinthians, he talks about the gifts, the charismatic gifts. Then he stops. Then he talks about love. Then he goes back to the gifts. If I don't have love, it's a waste of time. in the power of love, then let's start to think of what is prophecy, what is tongues, what is healing, what is... Without love means nothing. Or again, when he's writing to the Philippians, he talks about the divisions in the community and they weigh on him. And then he says, have this mind in you which was in Christ Jesus. And the text that I already quoted. Though he was in the form of God, he didn't consider being equal to God a thing to be clung to. He emptied himself. That's the secret of community. That's the secret of church. And therefore God exalted him, and gave him the name above every name. The name is the divine name. He didn't give it to him. He let it be manifest even in his humanity through the resurrection. So that the name that Jesus bears, every knee should bow, every tongue confess. And what is that name that Jesus bears? Yahweh. Lord. Every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. To the glory of God the Father, they're not in competition. So let's look for just a few minutes and ask the Lord to open up our hearts and minds. Because the part that I just alluded to, that's not in the text that we read tonight. What we have is that middle part, that part over here. Then he will come back and start to talk about that part. And then he starts to say, infidelity to this central part, that's why a lot of you are sick and some of you have died. You can't go on like this. That's why you're weak. Because you are divided. Because you're selfish. And because you don't care for the poor. That's why you, when you celebrate, it's not helping you. Because our Lord did the opposite. Listen to what he did. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was handed over, betrayed. That's the night. And I want to help see Paul is saying, I want you to understand what the Eucharist is, you see. It is the place in which that act of love in which Jesus Christ died is always among us physically. Because Jesus fixed in that act of love in which he died, in which he is glorious at this moment with the Father, surrounded by saints and angels who love him, adore him, worship him. Yeah, he's also here. Finally, not in his only in his word or in one another, but in his bread and wine. What if you know it? And what's there? This fire of love. Can you imagine Jesus that night? Pesach, we're going to do an idea of it after Mass, standing there and filling his mind the 1,300 years that this was celebrated in his people by saints and sinners in war and peace. All of this to prepare for this moment. To make it understandable. What happened? What happened? God freed his people from darkness and slavery so that they could serve him. Freedom doesn't mean doing what you want. Freedom means being joined to God. There's an important lesson there. Because you see, spiritual understanding is not drawing on the resources of your own spirit. Which are very paltry. It's a gift. It's revelation. It comes from outside. It's not ours. It's a gift. It'll change us, empower us. But it's not our resources. The Eucharist is perhaps the most marvelous example of that. The body of Christ. Amen. Did you make the body of Christ? Are those your resources? And yet, that is Jesus Christ himself. Revelation is not drawing on your own resources. It's receiving the resources of God himself. He took this bread and gave thanks. He blessed it. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu, melech haolam. Blessed are you, O God, the King of the universe, who has given us this bread. He took it. He blessed it. A gift from God. And now finally wheat is going to arrive at the fullness of its vocation to become the body of Christ. And he broke it. And then he said, look, take it. Try now to think of the intensity of the love with which he said, take it. Take it. I want to give you my life. In a few hours from now, it will be poured out completely. And what I am doing now will achieve a new and powerful substance. It will be my body. Take it. But take it with the same intensity that I give it. Take it, therefore, with the same love that I give it. You call me Master and Lord, and so I am. And if I give you myself like this, then you should give yourselves to one another. Then he took the cup, and once again, this is the new covenant. This cup is the new covenant. The new covenant, days are coming, says the Lord, but I am going to make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, not like the one I made before. This is the new one. I will write my law in their hearts. I will write it. It will not come from their own resources, because they don't have anything that would bring them up to share divine life. I will write it in their heart. And then they will all know me. They will know me. A gift. And in the gift, the power to respond to God and to lay down our lives for each other. Do this, and as often as you drink it, do this in remembrance of me. Remember me. Remember me. That doesn't mean to say, oh Jesus, I think you're great. That's nice. Remember means that what I have done is so present in your spirit and your mind that you're different. And you really do lay down your lives for one another. If that doesn't come to that, then the Eucharist is truncated. It's nice. It's a sacrament. It's religion. But it falls far short of the fullness of faith. Think of an example of somebody who really received this. Mother Teresa. You see, that's Eucharistic life. To remember me. And then Paul concludes this part of his letter here, this part of his passage. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, if your heart is in it, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes. Yes, in the sacrament, but then in everything that follows from the sacrament, you proclaim his death. That death which changed humanity forever. A gift, a pure gift. That's why he tells us, take, eat, take, drink. And let it have such an effect on you that you're different. I'll give you my body and blood every day if you want. And little by little it could finally change you. Until you are so transformed into me that you're like an iron poker in a blast furnace. You can't tell the difference from the iron that's the iron and the fire. And I want to make you like that. So that when they look at you, they see me. That's the only way the world is going to have hope. The only way. That's what we celebrate tonight. It's a call. It's a mercy. He knows it takes time. But he also knows that we don't have forever. It's important. Who knows where we'll be or what we'll be a year from now. That, for those of us who believe in Jesus Christ, the living, eternal Son of God, the pure gift of the Father, and who live on His body and blood, that when they see us, they see Christ. Then they'll have hope. Some will get the grace to believe. Others will have their hearts softened and moved to Him. That's okay. They have hope. They have begun to turn to God. And God can do what He wants with them until we're all transformed into the body of Christ. And as St. Augustine says, the whole human race, those who have not refused this gift, become one Christ loving Himself.